no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I am Jill, and today is the 20th day of July. Welcome, everyone. It's a joy to be here with you, a true privilege. Today, we are beginning the book of Hosea, and there's a lot to read. Chapters 1 through 7 today. It's a brand new week. It's all brand new, right out in front of us. Clean slate, brand new page. It's ours to write with our words, our actions, our choices. And we get to choose. Get to choose what to say. We get to choose how we respond. We don't get to choose for other people, but we get to choose how we respond to other people. And so I pray that we all feel the weight of that responsibility today. Brand new translation. We are beginning the good news translation. Hosea chapter 1. This is the message which the Lord gave Hosea, son of Beeri, during the time that Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah were kings of Judah, and Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, was king of Israel. When the Lord first spoke to Israel through Hosea, he said to Hosea, "Go and get married. Your wife will be unfaithful, and your children will be just like her. In the same way, my people have left me and become unfaithful." So Hosea married a woman named Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim. After the birth of their first child, a son, the Lord said to Hosea, "Name him Jezreel, because it will not be long before I punish the king of Israel for the murders that his ancestor Jehu committed at Jezreel. I am going to put an end to Jehu's dynasty, and in Jezreel Valley, I will at that time destroy Israel's military power." Gomer had a second child. This time, it was a daughter. The Lord said to Hosea, "Name her Unloved, because I will no longer show love to the people of Israel or forgive them. But to the people of Judah, I will show love. I, the Lord their God, will save them, but I will not do it by war, with swords or bows and arrows, or with horses and horsemen." After Gomer had weaned her daughter, she became pregnant again and had another son. The Lord said to Hosea, "Name him Not My People, because the people of Israel are not my people, and I am not their God. The people of Israel will become like the sand of the sea, more than can be counted or measured. Now God says to them, 'You are not my people,' but the day is coming when he will say to them, 'You are the children of the living God.' The people of Judah and the people of Israel will be reunited. They will choose for themselves a single leader, and once again they will grow and prosper in their land. Yes, the day of Jezreel will be a great day. So call your fellow Israelites, God's people, and loved by the Lord. My children, plead with your mother, though she is no longer a wife to me, and I am no longer her husband. Plead with her to stop her adultery and prostitution. If she does not, I will strip her as naked as she was on the day she was born. I will make her like a dry and barren land, and she will die of thirst. I will not show mercy to her children. They are the children of a shameless prostitute. She herself said, 'I will go to my lovers. They give me food and water, wool and linen, olive oil and wine. So I am going to fence her in with thorn bushes and build a wall to block her away. She will run after her lovers, but will not catch them. She will look for them, but will not find them. Then she will say, 'I am going back to my first husband. I was better off then than I am now.' She would never acknowledge that I am the one who gave her the grain, the wine, the olive oil, and all the silver and gold that she used in the worship of Baal. So at harvest time, I will take back my gifts of grain and wine, and will take away the wool and the linen I gave her for clothing. I will strip her naked in front of her lovers, and no one will be able to save her from my power. I will put an end to all her festivities, her annual and monthly festivals, and her Sabbath celebrations, all her religious meetings. I will destroy her grapevines and her fig trees, which she said her lovers gave her for serving them. I will turn her vineyards and orchards into a wilderness. Wild animals will destroy them. I will punish her for the times that she forgot me, when she burned incense to Baal and put on her jewelry to go chasing after her lovers. The Lord has spoken. So I am going to take her into the desert again. There I will win her back with words of love. I will give back to her the vineyards she had and made Trouble Valley a door of hope. She will respond to me there as she did when she was young, when she came from Egypt. Then once again, she will call me her husband. She will no longer call me her Baal. I will never let her speak the name of Baal again. At that time, I will make a covenant with all the wild animals and birds so that they will not harm my people. I will also remove all weapons of war from the land, all swords and bows, and will let my people live in peace and safety. Israel, I will make you my wife. I will be true and faithful. I will show you constant love and mercy and make you mine forever. I will keep my promise and make you mine, and you will acknowledge me as Lord. At that time, I will answer the prayers of my people Israel. I will make rain fall on the earth, and the earth will produce grain and grapes and olives. I will establish my people in the land and make them prosper. I will show love to those who were called unloved, and to those who were called not my people, I will say, you are my people, and they will answer, you are our God. The Lord said to me, go again and show your love for a woman who is committing adultery with a lover. You must love her just as I still love the people of Israel, even though they turn to other gods and like to take offerings of raisins to idols. So I paid 15 pieces of silver and 7 bushels of barley to buy her. I told her that for a long time, she would have to wait for me without being a prostitute or committing adultery, and during this time, I would wait for her. In just this way, the people of Israel will have to live for a long time without kings or leaders, without sacrifices or sacred stone pillars, without idols or images to use for divination. But the time will come when the people of Israel will once again turn to the Lord their God and to a descendant of David their king. Then they will fear the Lord and will receive his good gifts. The Lord has an accusation to bring against the people who live in this land. Listen, Israel, to what he says. There is no faithfulness or love in the land, and the people do not acknowledge me as God. They make promises and break them. They lie, murder, steal, and commit adultery. Crimes increase, and there is one murder after another. And so the land will dry up, and everything that lives on it will die. All the animals and birds, and even the fish, will die. The Lord says, let no one accuse the people or reprimand them. My complaint is against you, priests. Night and day you blunder on, and the prophets do no better than you. I am going to destroy Israel, your mother. My people are doomed because they do not acknowledge me. You priests have refused to acknowledge me and have rejected my teaching, and so I reject you and will not acknowledge your sons as my priests. The more of you priests there are, the more you sin against me, and so I will turn your honor into disgrace. You grow rich from the sins of my people, and so you want them to sin more and more. You will suffer the same punishment as the people. I will punish you and make you pay for the evil you do. You will eat your share of the sacrifices, but still be hungry. You will worship the fertility gods, but still have no children, because you have turned away from me to follow other gods. The Lord says, wine, both old and new, is robbing my people of their senses. They ask for revelations from a piece of wood. A stick tells them what they want to know. They have left me like a woman who becomes a prostitute. They have given themselves to other gods. At sacred places on the mountaintops, they offer sacrifices. And on the hills, they burn incense under tall, spreading trees because the shade is so pleasant. As a result, your daughters serve as prostitutes, and your daughters-in-law commit adultery. Yet I will not punish them for this, because you yourselves go off with temple prostitutes, and together with them you offer pagan sacrifices. As the proverb says, a people without sense will be ruined. Even though you people of Israel are unfaithful to me, may Judah not be guilty of the same thing. Don't worship at Gilgal or Bethaven, or make promises there in the name of the living Lord. The people of Israel are as stubborn as mules. How can I feed them like lambs in a meadow? The people of Israel are under the spell of idols. Let them go their own way. After drinking much wine, they delight in their prostitution, preferring disgrace to honor. They will be carried away as by the wind, and they will be ashamed of their pagan sacrifices. Listen to this, you priests. Pay attention, people of Israel. Listen, you that belong to the royal family. You are supposed to judge with justice, so judgment will fall on you. You have become a trap at Mizpah, a net spread on Mount Tabor, a deep pit at Acacia City. And I will punish all of you. I know what Israel is like. She cannot hide from me. She has been unfaithful, and her people are unfit to worship me. The evil that the people have done keeps them from returning to their God. Idolatry has a powerful hold on them, and they do not acknowledge the Lord. The arrogance of the people of Israel cries out against them. Their sins make them stumble and fall, and the people of Judah fall with them. They take their sheep and cattle to offer as sacrifices to the Lord, but it does them no good. They cannot find him, for he has left them. They have been unfaithful to the Lord. Their children do not belong to him. So now they and their lands will soon be destroyed. Blow the war trumpets in Gibeah. Sound the alarm in Ramah. Raise the war cry at Beth-Aven. Into battle, men of Benjamin. The day of punishment is coming, and Israel will be ruined. People of Israel, this will surely happen. The Lord says, I am angry because the leaders of Judah have invaded Israel and stolen land from her. So I will pour out punishment on them like a flood. Israel is suffering oppression. She has lost land that was rightfully hers because she insisted on going for help to those who had none to give. I will bring destruction on Israel and ruin on the people of Judah. When Israel saw how sick she was, and when Judah saw her own wounds, then Israel went to Assyria to ask the great emperor for help, but he could not cure them or heal their wounds. I will attack the people of Israel and Judah like a lion. I myself will tear them to pieces and then leave them. When I drag them off, no one will be able to save them. I will abandon my people until they have suffered enough for their sins and come looking for me. Perhaps in their suffering, they will try to find me. The people say, "Let's return to the Lord. He has hurt us, but he will be sure to heal us. He has wounded us, but he will bandage our wounds, won't he? In 2 or 3 days, he will revive us, and we will live in his presence. Let us try to know the Lord. He will come to us as surely as the day dawns, as surely as the spring rains fall upon the earth." But the Lord says, "Israel and Judah, what am I going to do with you? Your love for me disappears as quickly as morning mist. It is like dew that vanishes early in the day. That is why I have sent my prophets to you with my message of judgment and destruction. What I want from you is plain and clear. I want your constant love, not your animal sacrifices. I would rather have my people know me than burn offerings to me. But as soon as they entered the land at Adam, they broke the covenant I had made with them. Gilead is a city full of evil people and murderers. The priests are like a gang of robbers who wait in ambush for someone. Even on the road to the holy place at Shechem, they commit murder. And they do all this evil deliberately. I have seen a horrible thing in Israel. My people have defiled themselves by worshiping idols. And as for you, people of Judah, I have set a time to punish you also for what you are doing. Whenever I want to heal my people Israel and make them prosperous again, all I can see is their wickedness and the evil they do. They cheat one another. They break into houses and steal. They rob people in the streets. It never enters their heads that I will remember all this evil, but their sins surround them, and I cannot avoid seeing them. The Lord says, "People deceive the king and his officers by their evil plots. They are all treacherous and disloyal. Their hatred smolders like the fire in an oven, which is not stirred by the baker until the dough is ready to bake. On the day of the king's celebration, they made the king and his officials drunk and foolish with wine. Yes, they burned like an oven with their plotting. All night their anger smoldered, and in the morning it burst into flames. In the heat of their anger, they murdered their rulers. Their kings have been assassinated one after another, but no one prays to me for help." The Lord says, "The people of Israel are like a half-baked loaf of bread. They rely on the nations around them and do not realize that this reliance on foreigners has robbed them of their strength. Their days are numbered, but they don't even know it. The arrogance of the people of Israel cries out against them. In spite of everything that has happened, they have not returned to me, the Lord, their God. Israel flits around like a silly pigeon. First, her people call on Egypt for help, and then they run to Assyria. But I will spread out a net and catch them like birds as they go by. I will punish them for the evil they have done. They are doomed. They have left me and rebelled against me. They will be destroyed. I wanted to save them, but their worship of me was false. They have not prayed to me sincerely, but instead they throw themselves down and wail as the heathen do. When they pray for grain and wine, they gash themselves like pagans. What rebels they are. Even though I was the one who brought them up and made them strong, they plotted against me. They keep on turning away from me to a God that is powerless. They are as unreliable as a crooked bow. Because their leaders talk arrogantly, They will die a violent death, and the Egyptians will laugh. Jesus, we heed your word today, realizing it is for a specific people, a specific place, a specific time in history. But God, may we hear the word that we read today. May we read it and hear it with caution. May we read it and hear it with open ears, with open eyes, with open hearts. And may we, God, turn from our ways and return to you, not to just come back, but may we come back with a heart of repentance. May we take these words to our own hearts, not just to heart, to our own hearts, and examine them before you. Here in this representation of a brand new start, of a brand new day, may we make this day count. This is my prayer. And I pray it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hello, hello. This is Walking in Truth from Florida, and I just wanted to call and pray for some of the dabbers and covered in his blood. I just wanted to lift up Tutu, and Lord God, I am so thankful that this young man wants to be a part of his daughter's life. Lord God, too many young men want the pleasures that come with a relationship but don't want the responsibility, and I just thank you that he wants to be a part of his child's life, and I pray, Lord God, that you would find favor upon this request. I pray that you would soften the mother's heart, that she would see that it is beneficial for her daughter to have dad and grandma and extended family in the life, in her this child's life. And I pray that you would orchestrate the events that need to make this happen. I also want to lift up Lady of Victory as she remembers the loss of her child. And I also want to lift up all the other parents who lost a child, those who were at camp, at Mystic River, and the many others here on the Dab community that have this wound that can never, ever be filled. And it's just, we mourn with you. And I just can't imagine that kind of pain, but know that you're not alone, that we grieve with you. And so, Lord God, I pray that your peace and your comfort would just envelop all who have experienced the loss of a child. And I pray that the hope of the resurrection would carry them through, and that the fond memories that they have would bring them peace and comfort, and that they would feel your nearness in this time of sorrow. Lord God, we just lift all this up to you in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.
Greetings, my DAB family. This is New Envisioned Growth out of New York. Asia from the City of Angels. Thank God. And I say thank God for you, but I thank you for that shout out and giving me my flowers. Thank God, because all the glory belongs to him. I take no credit, and I give you your flowers. I thank you for always calling in diligently and praying earnestly for so many. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I also want to, you know, anyone who has been on here for a little while, like I have, or knows me personally, knows of this issue that I've been dealing with for the longest, of being diagnosed with endometriosis. It is, I say diagnosed because I refuse to say that I have it, because I am not going to have anything that I don't want, and I don't want it. But it's quite annoying, and this journey, and IVF, failed IVF, and it's just a lot. And walking in faith or truth, I believe you said, out of Florida, hearing your testimony today, because this thing of hysterectomy is just floating out there. And honestly, I don't want it. And I know exactly that you know what I'm battling and debating. I don't want it. And so I know right now I have to go to the throne when I'm confused and I don't know and I'm just back and forth. I have to go in with the fasting and prayer because I'm tired. And but yeah, but thank you. Continue to pray for me as I pray for you guys. I love you. Bye.
Good morning, Devsey family. This is Lady of Victory on Thursday, July 17th. Calling in to respond to Genevieve's cousin who called in about her recent diagnosis, Diana from Florida, regarding Texas, the lost and the first responders. And then Diana, daughter of the Most High, regarding her situation of unemployment and just being tough overall. God, we come to you and we thank you. We honor you because you are the true and living God. And when we don't know what to do, God, our eyes are on you. In Psalms 91, you tell us all of these promises, all of these provisions, God, that you have for us, and how you're going to bless us with long life, and how you're going to keep diseases away from us, and how the arrows by day and the noise and pestilence by night, all of those things, God, are not going to come nigh our dwelling. And yet, God, we find ourselves that those things have come nigh our dwelling. And so we have to wrestle with the tension of what your word says and what we are looking at in the natural. And God, that's where the faith comes in, that we've got to trust you even when we don't understand the plan of God, even when we can't see your hand, even when we don't know what you're doing, God. That's when we've got to trust the heart of God toward us. And so God, you know what Genevieve is going through at 16 to get a diagnosis like that. I can't even imagine. It's devastating, God, and we lift her up, believing you for healing, believing you that in Psalms 91, you said you'd bless Genevieve with long life. God, even Diana from Texas, as the responders are responding, God, give them wisdom beyond Solomon's wisdom and provisions for a daughter of the Most High in Jesus' name.